listen to the story told by the reed of being separated. Since I was cut from the reed bed, I have made this crying sound. Anyone apart from someone he loves understands what I say. Anyone pulled from a source longs to go back. At any gathering, I'm there, mingling in the laughing and grieving, a friend to each. But few will hear the secrets hidden within the notes. No ears for that. Body flowing out of spirit, spirit up from body, no concealing that mixing. But it's not given us to see the soul. The reed flute is fire, not wind. Be that empty. Hear the love fire tangled in the reed notes as bewilderment melts into wine. The reed is a friend to all who want the fabric torn and drawn away. The reed is hurt and self combining, intimacy and longing for intimacy, one song. A disaster, a surrender, and a fine love together. The one who secretly hears this is senseless. A tongue has one customer, the ear. A sugarcane flute has such effect because it was able to make sugar in the reed bed. The sound it makes is for everyone. Days full of wanting, let them go by without worrying that they do. Stay where you are, inside such a pure, hollow note. Every thirst gets satisfied, except that of these fish, the mystics, who swim a vast ocean of grace, still somehow longing for it. No one lives in that without being nourished every day. But if someone doesn't want to hear the song of the reed flute, it's best to cut conversation short. Say goodbye and leave.